Hey, wow! You are listening to a brand new episode of the Speaking to the Podlight Show, a mediaphilic podcast exchange of Beneficence.com PR and Bond Girl 007 E Newsroom, where we're show-telling extraordinary PR clients and celebrity guests doing their need-to-know best. And I'm Tracy Bond 007, your Olivia PR rope of PR hope and scope. Your radio host doing the PR most, inviting you to become a listener and valued subscriber to our show content on our website at speakingtothepodlight.com, on Facebook, Instagram, and of course we're on Twitter at Into the Podlight. To learn how to become an upcoming featured guest on the Speaking to the Podlight show, visit our website at speakingtothepodlight.com. Hit our contact page and be sure to let us know. So let's get on with our show, started by introducing you to today's special PR guest. Hello, listeners, and welcome to another episode of Speak Into the Podlight. Hey, this is episode 40, and man, it is power-packed. I'm going to be bringing the voice of the face of New Soul, none other than my special guest, and I'm so excited to present to you listeners a new PR client in the Beneficence.com family. Beneficence.com PR is the producer of the Speaking to the Podlight show. And as you all know, this is a mediaphilic podcast that showtells and showcases our extraordinary PR clients and celebrity guests who are doing their need to know best. This who's who that I'm about to introduce to you is none other than Mr. Maurice Mahan. Welcome to the show.
Man, thank you for having me. That was great. That introduction is delight.
Thank you. All right, look, you're making me feel good now. Now stand by, Mr. Mahan, and let me tell them a little bit more about the who's who that you are and what you do. Okay, now, soul music, just like soul food, leaves you satisfied. Maurice Mahan is the new face of soul, and he feeds the appetite of those who are hungry for the smooth sounds of jazz, blues, R&B, and gospel. How about that? His renderings of Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder, and Sam Cooke, alongside his own original music, will bless your soul and cause you to remember when you first fell in love with real music. Originally from the west side of Chicago, Mahan hit the national scene in 1999 when he was cast in Tyler Perry's production of Woman Thou Art Loosed, written by Bishop T.D. Jakes. And later in 2003, he won the first Chicago Idol, hosted by Clear Channel. His unique blend of jazz and R&B propelled his career by connecting him with many of the greats: Alicia Keys, Jagged Edge, Dave Hollister, and Christopher Williams. After winning the first Chicago Idol in 2003, he began working with multi-platinum recording artist R. Kelly, touring as a vocalist with him for over a decade and featured on the Happy People album and the single Three-Way Call with Kelly Price, Kim Burrell, and R. Kelly. Mr. Mahan's first hit single, Closer, was written and produced by R. Kelly. Woo! And there's more, you all. Keep that ear tuned. Maurice Mahan started his own band called the New Face of Soul in 2008 in hopes of promoting change and bringing together Chicago's best musicians and vocalists on one stage. This group of talented musicians released their first CD, The Grind, and more recently, a CD entitled New Face of Soul Live, which can be found on Reverb Nation. And the hit single Free is also available on iTunes, Amazon, and Spotify. In 2015, Mahan produced and starred in the documentary Saving Soul Music, which highlights his longing to preserve, promote, and share the gift of soul music with the world. However, you can catch him doing what he does best at a living room party near you. Living Room Parties is the name Mahan affectionately gave to his live sets because of the special blend of intimacy, soul, and family atmosphere that makes everyone feel at home. He accomplishes this each and every time he hits the stage as lead vocalist with his band, Mild Sauce on the side. Ow! And in spring 2016, Mahan's phenomenal talent sent him around the world to tour in the Middle East. The international scene is ready for talent like Maurice Mahan. The question is, are you? Oh!
Wow.
Mr. Mahan!
Right, right. Hello.
You are present in look, in spirit and truth on air with us today. Wow! Wow! Take a bow right now. Go on and take a bow.
Oh, man. I'm just grateful. Hey, you know what? That was great, Tracy. I mean, oh, my God. I'm just grateful to be here. I'm grateful to be here, and I'm grateful to be a part of this show right now and doing what I'm doing at this time. I have more in front of me than in back of me.
I know that's right. I know that's right. And, you know, there's so much more. There's so much more in the details, which is why I'm so glad that, you know, you've chosen me to be your publicist of record and just really help tell your true story in the way that I think that your target audience, your music fans, your professional networks, oh my gosh, your family, your the public, but the media and press, the way that they need to know your story. You know, I always say, coaching all of my clients, I've worked with so many people. Once you get to be an advisor to the President of the United States, you wonder, you know, can you go any higher? But I'm telling you, it doesn't mean anything. We all are authorities, I believe, of our own success. And the one thing that allows me to really be able to tell the stories this way is because I thirst for the truth. And I know that we are living right now, Maurice, in a time where there's a lot of fake news. There's a lot of social media propaganda that goes out. And a lot of people are being misrepresented just because one person puts something out and, you know, it goes viral. And people, you know, it may not even be true. But people ride it. You know, they ride it. But I think if we present the information in a steady way that's relevant, that's on point, and we do it consistently, after a while, I think that consumers are smarter now, and they will have their own picture painted of you. Because you gave the brush to it. You provided the art material, and you said, look here, I'm going to take the responsibility of making sure that my legacy is documented correctly. Everywhere people are talking about you. So let me first just congratulations, give you that for taking that step.
Blessing.
I'm
honored, but I'm just grateful for this opportunity, Miss Trace. I'm grateful for you, you know, to take me on as one of your clients. I mean, all of this that you articulated so well, it hasn't been spoken that way before. That way, so you definitely.
Wow.
Thanks to you, I really appreciate that. I guess what I'm doing now, Miss Tracy, is trying to continuing the journey of saving soul music. My motto is: if you change the music, you change the motive. And there's a lot to go that goes on in writing and singing those songs that was written by the greats, the Motown, you know, Smokey Robinson, Stevie Wonder, Donny Hathaway, and so on. And so saving that music is what I'm about, because, you know, I'm not trying to reinvent it. I'm just trying to be an extension of those greats.
That's a music ministry that you have. Man, you're talking about, you know, that's so deep and that's so powerful. You are going to save soul music. And look, I have to agree with you. Some music, the live instruments, nothing will ever replace a live band of individuals who know how, who are gifted and skilled with an instrument, with their fingers, and just like you, with your voice being an instrument and your breath. I mean, it's just magical. But when you say that you are saving soul music, you are talking about having a ministry and a service of something that is timeless.
True.
Timeless. And though the voices aren't always here, man, the feeling. We talked about this earlier on the phone. You know, I got these Beats by Dre headphones, right? Mm-hmm. And they're called mixers. And I had somebody put them on one time, and they were like, you know, what's up? I can still hear what's going on outside. I said, well, that's because these are DJ headphones. And DJs need to not only hear what it is that they're playing and servicing the crowd with, but they also need to hear the response. They need to gauge the perception of how it sounds outside the headphone. And I love these because that's kind of like what I'm doing with the PR. I need to play something to the public that's real, that's going to get them going.
But at the same time,
Maurice, I still need to have my ear available, that while I'm DJing this communication, I need to hear their response while I'm
talking.
Feel me? You feel?
I feel all of that with two hands open. Yeah.
Come on now. So, for me, music is extremely emotional. It's extremely psychological, and it always has effect on you physically. So, man, it's a powerful work that you're doing.
So this
is your thing now. This is your baby right now.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Baby. Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I was just going to ask you just a time question. Your baby is how old now with this? You know, I gave some brief facts, but it looks like, I know you've got a new CD out, but it's saying in 2015 that you starred in a documentary of saving soul music. Okay, tell me more about it.
I'm still working on it. Some of it leaked out, of course. You know how it is out being in the internet, and some things leaked out. But we're still working on, my team is still working on the documentary of Saving Soul Music, because we can't leave out, you know, the ones who are working inside the ministry, like you just said. And it's not just in R&B. We have to take it back where it came from, you know, from the church. And we want to tell that part of the story as well.
For sure.
So it's in the making. I was going to put it together quickly and say, hey, let's deliver it, but then I started documenting it and getting more resources and so forth, I said, you know what? It deserves the whole story to be told, you know, and take a hold of it and be able to let it out there and let people really get why I'm saving soul music. It's important for us to save it, you know.
Okay. Well, I'm excited, as you can see. I'm just chomping at the bit. Look, I ain't got no problem pausing. Please, you know, no one can tell your story like you can. But this
man, you can tell a story, girl. I'm listening to you now. I'm like, every time I get to my phone, I'm like, yeah, that's correct. That is correct. That is correct.
Okay.
You tell a story well.
Well, thank you so much. I mean, it's very important for me. And for those who, you know, who are listening, you know, just a little, you know, side note, a little cliff note about me. I am a minister. I am a marketplace minister. I have been in the the internship since 2003 of studying the Word of God. And once you are enlightened and you get a revelation of a greater purpose outside yourself, you know, I began to be irritated with people who were not telling his story correctly. And the thing about it is, I looked at scripture and I noticed there are words that describe his emotions, and he had musicians and minstrels that he wanted to come and you know, the music that they played, it had different words. You know, people talk about rap music now, and then I remember the revelation and the exhilaration I had at discovering that David was a rap artist. It's just the word that he used for rap was Shigianoth in the Hebrew. And the Shigianoth was a rambling poem.
Yeah.
Well, that's all that rap is now. And then you've got rhythm and blues, and people think that's something that just appeared on the scene. No, I'm sure it was going on back then, because we have a creator, and I know you agree, that has given us the inspiration, given us the tunes in our head, giving you the vibrations to ride when you're singing. Am I touching on it?
Well, I'm going to tell you, the Winans said it clearly. It was like, they wrote a song, I remember when I was young, it was called Everything You Touch Is a Song. And that's what it is. Everything that God touched has a rhythm to it, musically.
Ooh.
You know? And it's something, you know, I was in Johannesburg, I was in Lagos, I was in Abuja, Ethiopia, Durban, all parts of Africa, Europe, and I've seen every bit of God's creation have a rhythm to it. Everybody from those countries, they have their own way of interpreting God's rhythm.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the most blessings that I sincerely thank God for is and hear that and see that. You know, it's unbearable. It's like the best thing ever.
For sure. And a beautiful thing to behold. You know, I don't discriminate. And I grew up, you know, my mother was all about cultural diversity. I never went to the same school in any neighborhood twice in my life. So, in a year. And so I was exposed to different cultures, different languages, different foods, you know what I'm saying, different music. And so I have an appreciation for it all. But what a privilege for you to be able to have a seat front and center touring. And then, my God, the people that you've worked with, legends in and of themselves, you know, how can you not, when you have been acquainted with and on the team of the legends, how could you not be your own? And that's what makes it a privilege to be able to represent you and tell your story. Man, sometime when you on front stage, you know, people think that's all there is, but some of the most important work is where the foundation is being laid. That's behind the scenes.
I always say, you know, we always say that you're on stage when you're off stage. You know, at this point, my biggest stage is keeping, you know, my family right and being there for them and being a great father, husband, above all, being a man in this day that stands for God's will in my life, man.
Oh, God bless you, Maurice Mahon.
Yes, that's really where it's at.
So, okay, now, and who else is God's man working with? Tell us a little bit more. You have your own band?
Yeah, I got some guys that's amazing. Greg Lanfair,
who played on When a Woman's Fed Up, and a lot, did a lot of stuff with Andre. BJ, a bass player. He's played with Lionel Richie. He was Lionel Richie bass player, young guy from Chicago. I mean, list goes on. Sheree Reed. I mean, what has happened is a lot of the artists or singers or musicians, when we're not touring, then, you know, we always want somewhere to play. So that's what made me form the New Group of Bold as a band that will be able to say, okay, well, I play for Alicia Keys or I sing background for Kells. When we come home, let's jam session. Let's do something.
Right.
And so that's where it all came from.
Because you've got to express. It's like exercise. It's a workout for you all, isn't it?
Yeah, you got to have a place, a home front that you can go to and be able to articulate this music and relay it and try it back out on my neighbors and, you know, get in the rooms and say, I'm working on this, y'all, before I put it out there, you know, in front of thousands of people, what you all think.
Great.
You know, so that's what it's really all about, Miss Tracy. I really appreciate you, man. I really, really do. I mean, it was divine for us to meet. Last year, I thought about it, the ending of last year, and this year, we're finally getting together, and it's just how God works, you know?
And I want to give him all glory and praise right now. You know, I'm not ashamed. He has been really the source and the soul of my success. And some people think, oh, well, were you worried about what someone's going to say? You need to be worried about what he is going to say when it is him that is giving you the power to breathe, to breathe. And so I believe that. And anything else that you get, oh, my God, let him get the glory. And he's getting it for your gifts and talents and your fruit. Man, so we're going to get to meet your band tomorrow. I brought you on today not only to give you a formal introduction and show you off a little bit, but you've got something going on at a strategic time and for an incredible reason and a purpose.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, our President of the United States, Barack Obama, you having a celebration tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow. It dropped on me last year, the middle part or the beginning part of December. To say, look, January 20th is going to be a certain kind of day for a lot of people, and what I want it to be is a celebration. You know, I wish everyone. I'm hoping everyone come out tomorrow, but we're celebrating the last 8 years and what we have accomplished in the last 8 years of our Barack Obama as being president. And so tomorrow night we're gonna do that through music. I got some incredible singers, Miss Opal Staples, who's amazing vocalist.
Okay.
Kenya Treadwell is an amazing up and coming artist. Michael Kennedy is coming out tomorrow, and just some more, just to name a few. But we're going to sing and give people, you know, that inspiration that's simmering around. We just got to snatch it out and give it to it and spread it around. And you know, we want to put joy in the air. And like you said, you said it earlier. Just because he's out of the office doesn't mean that we have to fall short and fall on the wayside. We still have work to do.
Absolutely. And I think, and that's, you know, the psychology track, I think, that we need to get in a lane and run to the finish line with. He has been a forerunner. He's accomplished so many things, I want to thank you for even having a platform, because you told me that this will be an opportunity to have some influential voices speak and share about what, I think you asked me the question, you said, you know, I'd like to have a conversation with you, you know, just for a little bit to find out, you know, what did his 8 years in office, how did it impact you in any way?
Exactly.
And so, you know, anyone... It can only be a blessing that when you've done a good work to know that you had some impact. You know,
do
you just occupy a political seat, or can you step away and have left a precedent. And I think that Barack has absolutely done that. Can we go back and think about what he walked into when he took office? The state of the nation? And then how did you leave it? How did you leave it? This division that we have as a nation certainly wasn't because he was there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know.
It's so much to look into from the healthcare standpoint, him being a African American, his tone, his temperament, his patience. He was definitely articulate. He's a passionate guy. He wasn't weak. He was strong in delivering what he wanted. To say the least, he's an iconic individual and someone we can look up to, you know, as men in general. As leaders, and that aspect, it's not just for one race, it's for anybody. He inspires all kinds and all colors and cultures.
Come on now.
Inspiration doesn't have a color on it. You know, you can't color inspiration. If someone inspires you, then that's
spiritual. That's spiritual. To the marrow of the bone.
Yeah, you've been inspired. That's what it is.
Right. And think about the babies that, you know, if someone has a child that was born when he came into office, they're 8 years old now. And that's all that their button has been, that's a button reset for a generation that now when we came up, all we knew were that you don't have multicultural people in America occupying the highest state of authority. But then here, you know, for those of us who are African American in culture and race and whatever, if you got a drop of it in you, you know this is special because you can identify with it, you can connect with it. But yet it wasn't like he, you know, taking the office, it wasn't like because he was a person of African-American or African origin, that had nothing to do with how he carried out the role. And I think that's how it impacted me. You know, I never looked at him the way he articulated himself, the way the man had a legal mind that, you know, the man was a lawyer to begin with, and how he connected with all people and knew how to communicate with sensitivity and even be sharp enough, you know, to have on the fly wit. You still see that man in a debate?
Mm-hmm.
Come on now.
Oh, yeah. Very
you know, when you get ignorant statements and things to throw you off track, but yet you can respond with emotional intelligence.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Man. He was amazing. Amazing.
And
girl.
Look how he loved. Look, let's go here too, Maurice. And what about the love he shows his wife?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, man, that's what I say. Tomorrow, it can't be just. I thought about this last month, and I'm speaking to your audience and to yourself and to the universe. It can't just end tomorrow. It has to begin with you.
Right.
It cannot just end. All these torches, we are ambassadors. You know, we have been appointed to pass those great messages, leadership, that, you know, the demeanor that he has when somebody does, you know, come up against you the wrong way. You have to, you know, how to respond or react, you know. So it's so many lessons in watching Mr. Barack Obama. I mean, beyond the presidency, he just was a great individual that you want to pattern your life after in terms of achievement, not just achievement, but his humbleness. And the way he respected his fellow men, even when they were not saying or agreeing what in the same order and in the same thing, he still was respect. He let them know. He let them know that that his side was the better side in a real nice way. And
goodness!
So 8 years, two times, and it's like I said, it's not a color thing. Let's not misinterpret. You know, what the powers that be to try to make us divided. I'm going to tell you, one thing tribal has taught me, and and I'm quite certain yourself and others, is that we're more alike than different.
Isn't that something to think about?
We're more alike than different. From the hoods of Ethiopia to the hoods in Oakland and in London, all over the world, we have the same issues. The same issues. You know, and we have the same things that affect us in our home. I stayed in a home in and I was in Lebanon, Beirut, over the summer. Mm-hmm. I stayed with these Muslims, and I ate dinner with Christians, and both of them, at one time, they were both together in Beirut. There's so many things I learned.
Ooh.
But to make a long story short, you know, we have to be careful, you know, what people show us. And that's something that I've been teaching my home front. You know, if we let them pitch you something, when somebody pitches you, when you're up the bat, don't worry about what he's pitching you. Look at where you want to take that ball, where you want to take it.
There you go.
You know, don't let people feed us everything, anything, you know. And, you know, I can go on and on with that. But I just, there's a lot I have learned, or small things I have learned, I would say, that's taken me a lot further. And I'm grateful, man. I'm grateful for you because I know with you being my PI, it's going to go bananas.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? Okay, now you got a lot of confidence in me, and I appreciate you. Look, don't get me started because, you know, at the beginning of this year, I had my PR client, Eden Adele, relationship expert, talking about how ego is, you know, the thing. That's our enemy. But you know what? I'm just going to humbly say thank you, Maurice. I think you are an incredible vocalist. I've heard you. I didn't know who you were. Man, and then to even find out, you know, my uncle, Cahill Elzebub, is a world music African-American history maker. Just genius when it comes to music and talent and just his insight. And then he knocked on my window at another client's event, Tracy Campbell, B-Boy Awards. I said, what are you doing here? He said, oh, Mahan. All he said was one day, he said, Mahan. Maurice Mahan, I'm backing him up tonight. And then I was determined to know if my uncle is backing somebody up when he's usually the headliner.
Man.
Who is Maurice Mahan? And then I heard you. Then, look, I had to go back and talk to the whole team. And I was like, I just want to make sure y'all... Do y'all know who you all have performing here tonight?
Oh, it's a blast, man. It's a blast.
Oh, and it's just... It's been on ever... My next question was... If these people didn't know who you were and they weren't properly introduced to who was entertaining them, you know, the Word of God says some of us have been entertained by angels unaware. So I had to ask these, you know, folks, I said, hey, now, do you know? And then if I couldn't get an answer, I had to at least talk to you and ask you, who is your publicist? And I could have fell on the floor because you looked at me and you were like, you know? I was like, what?
Right.
This is insane because this is the vehicle that is going to drive the people who are looking for your gifts and looking for your music and wanting to consume your story that will inspire them. I mean, the other artists. The new, the up, you know, and then how about the old ones, like the Marvin Gaye, what's going on? My man is gone, but there are still people who appreciate that music, who were alive and vibing to it while he was here and he was present, and guess what? And now you put a new face on it. So with that being said, tomorrow, January 20th, 2017, everybody, I'm going to have this news release out first thing in the morning. Everybody, anybody needs to be at, come on now, Blue 26.
Yeah, Blue 26, 2628 South Wabash.
8 o'clock, doors
8
open.
8 o'clock, doors open. 9 o'clock showtime. We're going to be there until 12:30-ish.
Okay. You know,
yeah, we'll
All
be
right.
there.
Living room parties, hashtag that. Saving soul music, hashtag that. The Barack yeah. celebration. Oh, hosted by spoken word artists. Let's give some up for Amon Ra.
Amon Ra.
Man, live band. You're going to have guest performers. You just got to be there to see who this is, who he's going to be bringing yeah. out. It's going yeah. to be a party, and I think what better way, what a better time, you know? Mm. What a blessing to even have an invitation from you, Maurice Mahan. So come on out, and would you please, sir, just give their ear a taste. Can they just have a taste? Can you run a little bar? Can we get, like, you know, in media we call it the 30-second standard. Can we get about 30 seconds?
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brothers, 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 far too many of us dying. You know we gotta find a way. Y'all meet us there tomorrow night. Meet us there. Meet us there tomorrow.
Jesus, to bring some loving here today. Oh.
Yeah. Ah, but we're gonna sing tomorrow now.
Thank you, Maurice Mahan. I just had to jump in and ride that. We see what you do to folks. See what you do. We're going to do it tomorrow, January 20th, 2017. Thank you all for listening. Hey, I'm Tracy Bond 007, your PR host, doing the PR most on speakintothepodlight.com. Follow us. We are on Facebook at Speak Into the Podlight. We're on Twitter at @IntoThePodlight. We are on Instagram at Speak Into the Podlight. Where can we follow you, Maurice? Give us your hand.
Here we are, savingsoulmusic.com. You can follow me there. I'm on Facebook, of course, Maurice Mahan. My Instagram is New Face of Soul. And the single Free, which I'm singing tomorrow night, is on Amazon, Spotify. Yes, you can find me.
Okay, let's do it, folks. And if you want to be an upcoming guest on Speaking to the Podlight, hey, give us a shout out. Go to the website, speakingtothepodlight.com. We have a short form where you can tell us, you know, who you are, what it is. Who is your who's who? And we want to know, what is it that you do? This is a PR radio show. So many times they tell you, you know, you can't toot your own horn. Guess what? I'm going to help you do it. I'm going to help you blow that horn. So thank you for listening. Thank you once again, Maurice. This is the only time. We're going to listen to him. We're going to bring you back. We're going to bring you right back on another episode. Uh-oh.
Yeah. What's going on? Somebody tell me what's going on.
That's your outro, listeners. Speaking to the Podlight. Stay tuned until we bring our Maurice Mahan on back. And we'll see you tomorrow at Blue 26, 8 o'clock, 26 of Wabash, the Barack Celebration.
That's what's up. Thank you. Thank you, Don.
Thank you.